Well, 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 welcome in. Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Breton. Go by SEC Mike. Go on Twitter. Just got back from Destin. And there he is, everybody's favorite cousin, Cousin Shane. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
I don't know if you could tell, Shane. I'm still wearing the clothes from Destin. Not wearing the hat. But, I mean, I haven't had time to do laundry, man. So I'm still wearing the same clothes. Thankful I got to go on with Feinbaum. Anybody that missed it, we'll upload that to the YouTube channel here in a bit. I think even Cousin Shane missed it, so he don't even know what I said on there. But, I'm glad to be back. And I'll be glad I need a break from vacation, Shane. I'm going to need some rest this weekend. You know what?
Oh, tell me about it, Mike. I mean, obviously, you can see I'm no longer at the beach either, and I'm exhausted. No, I'm exhausted from all the rain. While you've been gone, it has rained every single day. I swear, East Tennessee has turned into the rainforest, apparently. It's like Seattle. You know it's going to rain today. You don't know how long, but it's going to be wet the entire time. So, I'm happy that you're back, Mike. I don't have to produce. I don't have to do any clips. I don't have to do any of that. The captain is back in the seat. You look like a boat captain. I'm glad to have you back, Mike.
And I'm glad, Shane, to have Arby 3275. Welcome to the family, Arby. We appreciate you, buddy. And we're going to play a little thing here for you. I'm still. Boom. Appreciate you, buddy. So, we should also do this one, Shane.
Welcome to the family.
Yeah. Thanks, cousin. For signing up, and thanks to JP. He's still got some sound effects I need to check out. So still not 100% back, Shane. Like I said, just walked through the door, but I'm fired up, man, because they released some kickoff time, some schedules. Yeah. So we're going to talk a lot about that. But have you seen anything else, Shane? I know there's something you wanted to open the show with here.
Yeah, let me get down here. I think this is probably the biggest news of the day. Fan of the show. I mean, we love this guy, but this is big news. Brett McMurphy, he reports that the great news for the Mike Leach fans, College Football Hall of Fame will lower win percentage in 2027 for coaches from 60 to 59.5%, which will make the former Mississippi State, Texas Tech, Washington State coach eligible to join the Hall of Fame. I think that is fantastic, Mike. I mean, we spent numerous shows talking about why we thought the Pirate belonged in the Hall of Fame, and if he would have stuck around a little bit longer there, Mississippi State, he probably would have been over that 60 mark. But I am glad finally that we're going to get to see the Pirate enter that Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and you know who else is eligible now, Shane? Have you heard this? I don't think he deserves to go in, and hopefully he doesn't, but Les Miles, he's in now. Well, he's made up yet, but he's eligible because he's also in this category with the Pirate. But yeah, I mean, I kid, the Pirate again. Where did he coach? He coached at State. He coached at Washington State. He coached at Texas Tech. I mean, historically in those conferences, you know, we're talking about. I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but it's just factual. You know, three of the schools that are very much at the bottom in terms of resources. Doesn't mean you can't win there. Just makes it even more difficult. And he got it done each and every step of the way. If he's not eligible for the Hall of Fame, they shouldn't damn have one.
Exactly. I totally agree. In fact, he changed the landscape of college football. For me personally, Mike, he made Texas Tech fun. I'll never forget when that NCAA came out. I could not wait to play with the Red Raiders. You know, it's just like, because I like the fun and gun and you know, what he was able to do at State in that short time, you know, you could just see it. Some people just have it and some people don't. And some people deserve the Hall of Fame and some people don't. I can't vouch for Les. You know,
get his ass out of here. He ain't
what elite. We found come on. Out? Like this had everything to do with Les and nothing to do with the Pirate, you know, because he was upset because of the games, correct? They had a couple of games that got removed Was he over 60 before that and then dropped below after they had to give those wins back?
Are you talking about Les Miles?
Yeah.
I believe so. Yeah, I think he vacated a bunch at Kansas.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, come on. What are we talking about here? Shout out, Cousin Kyle. We haven't forgot about you, buddy. It, Shade missed by 8 months celebration while Shade was running things. Kyle, we appreciate you, buddy. 8 months on the channel as a member. We really, really appreciate you, Kyle.
Sorry about that, Kyle.
Since he missed it. Hold on. Let's see if we got it down here.
Gum Aggies.
Yeah, Giga Maggie's here for Cousin Kyle. You know what?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kyle. I did miss that, man. But I don't miss the fish photos. You know what I'm saying? Like, he throws some of those up. I'll give it a quick like. You know what I'm saying? But I do apologize for missing the 8 month mark. I do appreciate that. And there's a lot of cousins, a lot of family members out there that like to get into it, and they don't know how. If you look in the show notes, it's real simple. You can pop on there. Androids, for some reason, it's super easy. iPhones, you got to go through a little bit of a process, but you can see it in the show notes. And of course, if you can't do it, we understand. All family is welcome here.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm kind of feeling it, Shade. It's one of those where you don't appreciate what you got, and I'm talking about you, buddy. You don't got it anymore, and me, you know, being the producer here, you didn't know how good you had it, did you?
No, I didn't. I enjoyed showing up 3 minutes before airtime, you know, having no idea what was going to happen. But I will say it is important, you know, because I think this year is going to be a big one also for the show. The numbers are really, really good, and I'm looking forward to what 2025 will bring. But catching up, keeping up with these comments, it's going to take more than just you to do that. But so I did learn a little bit. I just missed Kyle, so I apologize. That's the only mistake I made, Mike.
Yep. All right, Chase, so where should we go next? Again, I've been traveling. I missed dang near everything. So should we just dive into that? We got all 16 schedules for the first couple of weeks of the college football season.
Yeah, I think it's important. I mean, we all know what the schedule is, but timing is important. You know, when you say a game at LSU, is it at night? That's one of the first things that come. Williams-Brice, is it a noon kickoff, or are we having this thing at night? So we don't have all of them, but they did release a lot of them today, and individual teams released their own schedule. And so we're going to incorporate in the show here. So yeah, let's jump through this and see what some of these teams are getting into.
Okay, Bama. For some reason, Willie got two, Shane. Do they have they must have a big marquee game that maybe I don't understand what is missing here. The Florida State game, I guess. I think that's already been announced.
Yeah.
And I believe it's going to be College Game Day because that's the final Lee Corso. Mm-hmm. And of course, the Sunshine Sooner, he went to Florida State. So I think they're going to honor him by having that game. So, not 100% sure why that's not listed, but I think that is certainly College Game Day. I think I've already heard that. But our second, we get them at night, Shane, ULM at home, 6:45 Central, 7:45 Eastern. And then, buddy, what are we doing here? All these coaches say, oh, God, we all play Big Ten every year. We finally get them. We get them to come down to the SEC, Shane. Wisconsin at Alabama. Big dude kickoff for these losers. That's what we're doing. Should be a night game so we could send Wisconsin back home, you know, maybe like with a 40-point loss here. But pretty interesting. Alabama, Wisconsin's a 11 o'clock kickoff locally.
Absolutely. And on a couple of these releases, I think LSU did the same thing. Big marquee game week one, so they didn't include it in their graphic. But I'm with you, Mike. These should be flip-flopped. You know, we should not be watching ULM primetime 7:45. We need to have them at 11, maybe 9, you know, 8 o'clock, something like that. Get it over with. But I'm looking forward to Wisconsin game because if you remember, if you recall, this game was played early last year. And and it was kind of blended in with a lot of other football games, really good football games, and it kind of got lost. For me, it was almost a rewatch game because Alabama just had that thing at hand. But I mean, how often you go see a Wisconsin game and here, I think they kind of missed the boat.
And I just looked it up, Shade. The Florida State game is 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central on ABC. So that is a huge one that is going to be obviously nationally televised week one. That's going to be one hell of a game. You know what?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think that one's going to be an awesome. There's a lot of great week one games. And I don't think if Florida State wouldn't have shit the bed last year, I think this is the one we'd be talking about the most coming into the season. But it won't be the same Seminole. So I think this is going to be a really, really good football game.
Yeah, and I'm calling it the hot seat bowl, Shane, because DeBoer and Mike Norvell got a must-win game for them. You know what?
How much you think Norvell's got on this game, you know? Not too soon?
all right, how about Arkansas, Shane? Alabama A&M, 3:15 locally, 4:15 Eastern time, SEC Network. We've got Arkansas State. How about that, buddy? 4 Ooh. O'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern, ESPN, SEC Network Plus. What? We gotta do better than that. This is the first time Arkansas State's ever played. And hell, if you don't have one of them pluses, you ain't gonna be able to see it. And then at Ole Miss, 6 o'clock Central or 6:45 ESPN or SEC Network. So I would assume again, we shouldn't assume anything, but if Ole Miss and Arkansas both go 2-0 at the start of the season, I'm gonna bet that Arkansas at Ole Miss will be on the ESPN.
Yeah, because that was an early game last year, wasn't it? It was a fun lot of points in that game. I mean, it wasn't very competitive, but yeah. I do like the fact it's going to be a night game. The other two, we're going to ease into this thing, but it is a little bit of a marquee with Lyle Jones coming to town. Week two, that one is a game that you must have for every fan base out there. But yeah, this is a nice smooth schedule, but again, not a lot of early games, and forget who's on the field, just fandom. Mike, I hate going to new games. I hate getting over there, start tailgating at 8, 9 o'clock, you know, and then all of a sudden it's a different crowd at 3:30. It's a different crowd at 7:30. So I really like these night games, and I think it makes for better football magic, especially on TV.
Mm-hmm. All right. How about Auburn, Shade? Again, opener's been moved to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So Friday night action, 7 Central, 8 PM Eastern time. On Fox, what? No SEC should be on Fox. Come on, that's garbage here. Ball State, 6:30 Central Time, 7:30 Eastern. And then South Alabama, Shane, 11:45 a.m. I always forgot about these 45 here. So, you know, they have the noon kickoff, then they have this one a little bit later. So, at South Alabama, 11:45. What stands out here for Auburn's first three games?
Well, just the fact that you've got one marquee game and it's week one, it's at night. Everyone's going to be watching it. We're going to be talking about it like crazy. And obviously the next 2 weeks, you're going to have to find some auxiliary channels to track these guys down and watch some football. But I that Baylor game primetime 7, it just stands out like a sore thumb. This one is the launch pad for Hugh Freeze, or it is the campaign start to get rid of them, in my opinion. So this is a forks in the road type battle, and it's week one. I'm looking forward to that.
Yep. their schedule really ramps up after the first 3 weeks. You know what I mean? Aside from that Baylor game, I don't think this first couple weeks could be too interesting for all Auburn unless things go sideways in a hurry.
But again, it's a great opportunity to capitalize on some momentum. You know, those two games that are following Baylor should not be close. You come out here, you beat Baylor, you beat these others by 3-4 scores. Then all of a sudden, when you do get into the meat of your schedule, people have you on the radar. Right now, other than Auburn fans, you're not on the radar.
Yeah, and again, we can't totally just look at last year and say, you know, that is what it was, but that's what we were saying last year, Shane. Yeah. You know, 4-5 straight home games. Buddy, they're going to cruise to 4-0.
Mm-hmm.
At worst case there, 4-1 is what we said for 6 months about Auburn. Then they went 2-3. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it would be wise not to look at Ball State and South Alabama, as bad as those teams probably are. Again, Auburn should beat the hell out of those teams.
Mm-hmm.
But they should have done that to Cal too, if you ask me.
Can you pull that last year's schedule up again? I just want to look at that because I do feel that, like, the Cal game, you know, that took the wind out of our sails. It seems like there was another game we played close, and it may have been that 45-19. What? I think there was a running back that went crazy. I don't know. I can't quite remember. Maybe that was the LSU game I'm thinking about. But Auburn has an opportunity, like I said, to just put the damn sword in the ground and say, we're here, we're ready, we're SEC ready, and we're going to be competitive. And you could do that by sweeping those three teams.
Mm-hmm.
Sweep it. Come on, sweep, Freeze.
Or don't. I would enjoy that too. all right, how about this, Shay? The Florida Gators. We got Long Island. Oh, buddy, we get Long Island at night. I guess because it's so damn hot down there in the swamp. So that it does make sense. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, ESPN SEC Network Plus. We get South Florida, 4:15 Eastern time, 3:15 Central on SEC Network.
Yeah.
At LSU, that's a big one, Shane. Oh, buddy. 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, nationally televised on ABC. And we already knew the Georgia game, but we do appreciate Florida throwing that out there. Georgia, 3:30, as always, on ABC. So the big one here. And again, I'm high on Florida. Shane hates her guts. Playing at LSU, making it a night game. All of a sudden, you know, that was already a difficult, difficult challenge.
Yeah.
Just got a little bit tougher.
It did. It did. And, you know, this is a game that, you know, we've been talking about a lot of expansion, schedule expansion and things like that. This is a game we may lose. So I don't want to lose it just because I think it's a really good rivalry. There's been a couple of games that were bad, but for the most part, the last 10 years, these games are tight. And it doesn't matter if we got a great LSU team or a great Florida team, we're going to get a great football game. And there's going to be something in it. You know, there's going to be some damn storyline coming out of this thing, whether it be a shoe toss or, you know, a punch thrown or something. You know, I absolutely love this one. And I love the fact it's at night. It's like, if you're going to have this game, let's have it in the ideal situation. Not time, Death Valley. Come on. Come on, cuz. Who ain't signing up for that?
Yeah, but it's like you're looking at it from an LSU vantage point while I'm throwing up Florida's schedule. So, I mean, everything you just said, you should have just said, I hate it. I hate it for him. Billy Napier, thoughts and prayers. Again, he's survived. He's exceeded expectations. But right now, I mean, just knowing what we know, think this could change in a heartbeat.
Yeah,
LSU gets smoked at Clemson week one. We reserve the right to change our opinion, right?
Yes.
But now that I know it's a night game, LSU's probably favored by 10 at home. You think that's fair?
That's fair.
I'm not saying they're going to win by 10. I'm saying favored. Maybe 9.5.
Yeah, I would probably go. I'd probably go 6.5. I still think it'd be tight.
You hate Florida. How could it be 6.5? You think LSU's God's gift to football? 6.5?
I'm reeling it back. You know, here I was pumping up LSU as we're talking about Florida's schedule. People think I hate the Gators all of a sudden. I apologize. Billy Napier's getting screwed.
Well, speaking of screwing Billy Napier, how about Georgia, Shane? And shout out their graphic team for this tiny, tiny, tiny type here.
3:30.
Are they? They're literally all at 3:30, huh? We got.
I guess so. Yeah,
we got Marshall, 3:30 Eastern time, ESPN, at least nationally televised. Austin Peay, ESPN SEC Network Plus. I assume all these are 3:30. Tennessee, we know that one at Tennessee. Tennessee's getting job there, if you ask me, Shane. And then we already knew Florida in Jacksonville, 3:30, and Georgia Tech in Atlanta, 3:30. So I don't know who Kirby bribed, but he's getting every game at 3:30, apparently.
Yeah, what's it like sleeping in on Saturday, Kirby? That's how the other half lives, I guess, you know. I mean, as a coach, there's a few games you'd probably like to have early. I mean, if you're being completely honest, unless it's a home game at night type situation, this is what you signed up for. When you come to Georgia, when you're a Georgia fan right now, when you're on top of the mountain, you want as many eyeballs on them as possible. So I can't get upset with them. You know, even Dan Marshall gets a 3:30 kickoff.
And I'll tell you this, Shane, I think Kirby loves this because he can wrap the game up.
Yeah.
It'll be over by, and then he'll have to do the press conference, all that, yada, yada, yada. He'll be done by 8, 9.
Yeah.
And he can start recruiting. I mean, that's all that guy does anyway. You know what I mean? He wants to recruit them kids. So I think this is perfect for old Kirby.
Do you think that maybe Sankey ran it by him, you know, since he kind of screwed him last year? And
I don't know, Shane. I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. All right. Next on the docket, Shane, is Kentucky. 12:45 Eastern, 11:45 Central. First game against Toledo. Shane, this is going to be an interesting one. SEC Network. Remember, Toledo.
Yeah.
Absolutely stomped Mississippi State last year. Steven loves Toledo for their not. To go to the playoff or anything, but in their division or their conference, excuse me, we got the Ole Miss game. Now this is a win. This is a win, I think, for Kentucky. Shane, they're playing Ole Miss 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central. You don't, again, not that. I think this is I screwed that up. This is a loss for old Kentucky. You want that game at night, but again, that was one of the better games of the early season last year. Could it be this year? This could be the circle the wagons type game for Mark Stoops and company. It's going to be nationally televised, so one way or another, people go watch it. So that's an opportunity on a national stage. I wish it was at night for you now. And then Eastern. Oh, now's our night game. 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, ESPNU against Eastern Michigan. Come on, we should have flip flopped that with old Miss. That should have been the night game.
Yeah, what a terrible schedule. I'm sorry, Kentucky fans. You deserve better. You deserve better. I think that Toledo game is actually going to be a really good one. It will be on the SEC network, so that's good. That Ole Miss, man, you think Lane Kiffin's got any game circled this year? This is definitely going to be one of them. It is up there, and everyone's going to be watching it. So that could be a good or a bad thing, Mike. It really can. You know, if Coach Stoops and company pull off the inevitable and do something, they've, you know, I mean, you fool me once, shame on me. If they do it again, then all of a sudden we got to say, is this a Lane Kiffin problem or is Stoops just got their number? So, other than that, I some really bad games to watch there.
Yeah, but you know what's not bad, Shane?
What's that?
Legend Cousin JR has done it again.
JR is back, Shane, and he's gifted a membership to Cousin Jason's Story. Jason, welcome
to the family.
The memberships in this podcast are brought to you in part by Cousin JR.
Thank you, cuz.
He had to wait till 3 minutes and 30 seconds in here because he's a Georgia guy to give that donation. He's sticking on the 3:30 theme for them dogs. You know what?
You see them Georgia boys, they don't show up until later, you know? It's got it made.
Cousin Betty says, JR will always have primetime games. I think that's right.
He may have something to do with this, so.
All right, how about after Kentucky? How about LSU, Shane? We already talked about, let's look up officially so just so we can have it. The Clemson game has already been announced. That's going to be the big night game, Shane, at Clemson, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central at Clemson week one. That's going to be one hell of a showdown. And then week two, Louisiana Tech, another night game for them Tigers, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern, ESPN, SEC Network Plus. And then the Florida game we already talked about, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on ABC. So LSU better get used to playing at night, Shay. That's what they love to play down there, and the SEC gives it to them, I think, more than any other team in this conference. So if you're LSU, I think you love this.
Yeah. Well, I think it's time to I think it's time to bring back Death Valley. And I, you know, we always get these home field advantage episodes out there. You know what I'm saying? You see these lists, and everybody was so quick to put Not Time at Death Valley on top of that list. But here lately, it's kind of took a hit or two. I think now's a perfect season to kind of plant that flag and remind everybody where the toughest place to play football in. And that's around a lot of drunk LSU fans at night. Death Valley, come on, give me some of that.
So call your shot then, Shane.
Yeah.
Does LSU, here's their home games. Louisiana mm-hmm. Tech, Florida, Southeast Louisiana, South Carolina, which will have 2 weeks to prepare for the Gamecocks, Texas A&M, Arkansas, and Western Kentucky. Does LSU lose a single home game? Apparently they're all going to be at nighttime. Do they lose one this year?
No, not one home game do they lose. Hell, they don't lose a football game till November, in my opinion.
Wow. God, you love Brian Kelly.
Come on, coach. It's your year, man.
I don't think it's ever that guy's year, man. Come on.
That's Mike talking, not me. Well,
yep.
All right. Days, it'll just be me over there talking with Coach Kelly as you sit in the corner.
Mm-hmm. How about Mississippi State, Shane? And we got to do a little bit better here, media team, because I can barely see this. Southern Miss at Southern Miss, too. That always scratches. You know, I shake my head as I sit here and say, Mississippi State, why in the world are we playing at Southern Miss? But that's where we're at. 11 a.m. Central, ESPN. Man, that's going to be a big one there. For Mississippi State, got to win it. Week two, you get it at home. Oh, this is perfect, Shay. The cowbells will be ringing. Arizona State won their conference, the Big 12 last year, made it to the college football playoff, and pushed Texas. Remember that? That was one of the best games of the playoff last year. They're coming to Starkville, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern, ESPN2. So how about that, Shay? Mississippi State, week one, week two, nationally televised. If you're Jeff Lebby, this is exactly what you want to showcase. Hey, this ain't last year. This is this year. And we're a new Mississippi State. This is an opportunity. And then he won't have that opportunity week three because it's all Corn State at 5 o'clock Central, 6 Eastern on ESPN and SEC Network Plus. So, man, I love this. If I'm State, they've set up the schedule, I think, for you to have a lot of success.
Yeah, and this is a team that has to have it early, Mike. We've talked about the best shot for them making a bowl game is cleaning their plate right out of the gate. You know, you got the rest of their schedule. They got pretty mm-hmm. easy 1 week four too, right?
Boom.
Yeah.
NIU comes to town.
I feel like State's got to hit the ground running, and they do got the marquee game August 30th, which is important because you do have to have some eyes on you. It's hard to recruit if nobody's watching you. You know, nobody wants to be part of that. But if you've got this Jeff Lebby explosive offense, you know, showcasing, then all of a sudden they become a little bit more attractive. But it is a tough season, and I think these early times are very, very important for State.
Yeah, Cousin Spen, he's got an interesting point here, Shane. Southern Miss was 1-11 last year. We can upset them.
Yeah.
1-11. But here's the deal with them. I'm not calling them this year's Indiana, but they're taking that Indiana approach, Shay, where they hired a coach from Marshall, Charles Huff, former Alabama assistant. And he's apparently, I think the number's 38. He brought 38 transfers from Marshall down to Southern Miss. That's what Indiana did last year. They hired a coach. They brought all his damn players. So, again, I'm not saying they're going to be that good, but it's not like you're playing last year's 1-11 team. Does that make sense?
Yes, that is exactly right.
All right, how about Mizzou, Shade? Your second favorite team, I think, out there. You're playing Central Arkansas, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern time at Hope's, a night game. You got to love that. That's a Thursday game. They moved that to Thursday. It's the only way they can get someone to watch that game that's not a Missouri fan. And then here's where they really got the shaft shade, 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern. Kansas, it's supposed to be the damn marquee game. I heard, you know, game day, they want game day down here. These two haven't played in forever. They're diehard rivals here. Why in the hell is that game not at night? Someone screwed the pooch on that one. And then, hell, even Louisiana gets better treatment than that.
Jeez.
4 o'clock Eastern, 3 Central, Louisiana comes to town. So all these are at home for Mizzou. But what the hell are we doing here, Shade, not getting a Kansas game in the evening?
Yeah, and, I mean, ESPN2, Mike. You know what I'm saying? ESPN2. Yeah, this is terrible. This is terrible. I'm canceling my hotel right now. I ain't going to this damn game. You know, if they're going to be playing. 2:30. I ain't even gonna be up by 2:30. You know, brother. I that's the thing that sucks for me. I do like, you know. I know you joked about the Central Arkansas game. It is the first game of the SEC, so obviously I'm excited about that. A lot of people are gonna be watching that because there ain't nothing else on. Right. But I do think they kind of got screwed there week two. You know, I don't hate 2:30 Central, 3:30, you know, Eastern games, because they are good. They start out a little slower than night games, but they end up great. I do hate the fact that it's on ESPN2. I think that's where they really miss the boat there.
Can't even get it on the main ESPN. What the hell, Shane?
Yeah, I know. It's on you. Yeah, you know what? But maybe if nobody's watching them go undefeated, they'll be surprised when they come to their stadium, you know?
All right, how about Oklahoma, Shade? Illinois State, right out the gate. This is going to be at 5 o'clock Central, 6 Eastern, ESPN SEC Network Plus. So you're going to have that pay-per-view, basically, is what we're calling it. Now, here's a big one, Shade. Michigan comes to town, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern, ABC. That's going to be one hell of a showdown at Temple. Mm-hmm. That's going to be noon game or noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, ESPN2. So those are the first couple we got for Oklahoma. And then the Texas game that was already previously announced, always at 2:30 Central, 3:30 in this conference. We ain't doing noon kickoffs for that great game. But man, I love this schedule for the Sooners, even the Temple game. I like getting up on the road early, getting the hell out of there, but getting some night games. I love it.
You know what I don't love is seeing Oklahoma right now. Yeah. They beat my Vols softball. I mean, I thought we had them up against the ropes. Not so fast, my friend. So a little emotional there, but I will say the Michigan game, I love that, because out of all the Big Ten games we've seen so far, ain't none of them been late. This is going to be a really good football game. This is the one that we're probably going to use as a temperature gauge later in the season when we're trying to figure out which Big Ten team should get in and which SEC team should get out. You know, this is a big one for the conference too. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that matchup for sure.
Yeah, we got a spring meetings interview coming up, Shade, for Oklahoma. George Stoya, Sooner Scoop. We're going to put that out over the weekend, so be on the lookout for that, Sooner fans. I think you're going to like it. Just a little teaser there. All right, next, Shane. Oklahoma, then Ole Miss, Shade. Oh, my Lord. I get scared. I don't know about you, Shane. I get scared anytime I see Georgia State on the schedule. Thankfully, we threw a bod here at 6:45 p.m. Central Time, 7:45 Eastern on the SEC Network. So please, please, Ole Miss, let me sleep easy and stop having these Georgia State nightmares. We already talked about the Kentucky game at Kentucky, 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern on ABC. And then the Arkansas, we don't have a specific time yet. It's either going to be 6 or 6:45 Central on ESPN or SEC Network. So far, I love this for Ole Miss. You're getting the night games,
yes,
at home. Yeah, you're getting the away game, not at night. This Ole Miss is a big winner with this schedule reveal, in my opinion.
Well, and it's a testament to the, you know, the product you're putting on the football field. You know, this is about money. It's about viewership. And those those are coveted time slots. And the fact that you're going to be playing more late than early is a good sign, because it wasn't so long ago, Mike, you could almost guarantee Ole Miss was going to be playing at 11 Central, you know, so it's good to have them where they belong here in these night games.
Yeah, wasn't that long ago, Shane, the Matt, Luke, Gary, get them on the TV early, get them off early. You
That's
know
right. What? Yeah, can we get them to play Thursday, you know? So.
But, hey, you know, that's an interesting point. I know we kid around, but I think this is evidence, Shane. Not that we really needed it. Not that Ole Miss fans certainly needed it. But this is evidence that that Ole Miss, one of the biggest draws in this conference now, as they should be with all the winning they've done over the recent history under Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Abso-freaking-lutely.
Another one of the big draws, Shane. Them Gamecocks, come on. Night games galore down here. Under the lights, we got... who is... sorry. Do we already have week one announced? I'm looking it up right now. But yeah, Virginia Tech is not on here. Sunday game, 3:00 Eastern, 2 Central ESPN. So that's going to be a hell of a game. Not listed here, but the next two, Shane, South Carolina State, 7:00 Eastern, ESPN SEC Network Plus, and then Vanderbilt, 7 or 7:45. On ESPN or SEC Network. So, again, similar to, I think it was Arkansas Ole Miss. If South Carolina and Vanderbilt are each 2-0, I think they'll get the ESPN. If one of them loses, it'll probably transition to SEC Network, if I just had to guess. But either way, you're getting back-to-back night games here. Williams-Brice Stadium, one of the most underrated venues in all of college sports. So South Carolina's a big winner here.
Army says, time out. I got a cramp when I see Lane Kiffin. brother. This is what we want, man. This is what we want. I felt like South Carolina had, you know, and again, this is just the first part of the season, but I felt like South Carolina kind of got screwed in some of these night game appearances last year. It's just good football. It's just good football when they're there. And whether it be South Carolina State or whether it be Vanderbilt, it doesn't matter. That place is going to be rocking.
And you know what this tells me, Shane?
What?
This tells me that the networks fully realize that Lenora Sellers could be must-see TV. Mm. We got to put them on at night. We got to put it all to where people can view it. You know what I mean? Like, we ain't hiding this guy. He could be the number one pick in the upcoming draft. I mean, he could be. That's a lot to put on him. I'm not saying he is, but he's got that type of potential, and people are going to watch him, or are really going to want to watch him play.
Absolutely. And honestly, you got to think about it, because Heisman voting is so lazy that if it doesn't happen in September or October, you're most likely not going to get those votes toward the end of the year. So some of these damn people turn in ballots before championship. I mean, it's ridiculous. So you're right. That's a good point. But you know what else is good, Mike? Donation.
Oh, corporate
duck, sending $4.99. I appreciate you, cuz. Ask those Big 12 fans. Sooner magic is real, Shane. If you don't believe in it, you will one day, Boomer. And yeah, it seems real. Seems real, real nice. I think they need to drug test that girl.
Last thing I was going to say, though, again, we basically already said it, but when you have a superstar player like Sellers, you don't hide him, and congratulate ESPN on them not hiding him. But you know who they are trying to hide, Shane?
Who's that?
That Vols, come on, can't get a night game here. We got Syracuse, Dude Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, ABC nationally televised, so that'll be great. ETSU, 3:30, SEC Network, ESPN Plus, and then Georgia, we already hit on, 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central on ABC. Shade, how in the hell, maybe the biggest game on Tennessee's schedule every year when they get Georgia to come to town. I know they can't beat Georgia to save their life. You know, you could say that about damn near 95% of college football right now. But Tennessee, they need that to be a night game. They need all the help they can get. Tennessee got screwed here.
Yeah, this sucks. This is not good. I thought for sure. I mean, if somebody said, Shane, which of the first three games are you going to see at night? I really thought Syracuse would be up there. You know, I'm glad it's on ABC, but nobody likes the noon matchup. I just told you a million reasons why. I think the ETSU game, whatever, but you know, this ain't CBS anymore. This ain't trying to find Gary's favorite game. You know what I'm saying? Prime time is no longer 3:30. Prime time is 7:30, and it kind of sucks that Tennessee and Georgia aren't going to meet at night, because I think it robs a little bit from the viewership.
Mm.
Or they just think Tennessee's going to blow them out. You know what I'm saying?
Could be one, could be the other. You know what?
That's it. Could be it, you know?
All right, about Biddy, Texas, Shay. They're so big, they got to announce all their damn games here. We finally got a resolution to this damn thing at Ohio State. It's going to be the big dude kickoff, not Sunday, Saturday, 11 Central, noon Eastern time. Get with the program, Big Ten. Stop putting marquee games in the morning. How stupid. San Jose State next week at 11 a.m. Central, noon Eastern on ABC or ESPN. UTEP comes to town, Shane, 3:15 Central, 4:15 Eastern time on SEC Network. And then Sam Houston, Shane, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, ESPN, SEC Network Plus. So if I'm a Longhorn, I mean, maybe I would want some more night games, but if you ain't been down there, it gets hot as hell early September, late August. So that's a case for more night games, I guess. But aside from that, I mean, I don't see any reason to complain here if I'm a Texas fan. I love this.
Yeah, I think, I still hate that Ohio State game is so early, you know, and I know we got church and everything, but you know, that thing should have been shifted and pushed back, because, you know, I think Texas can run with them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Longhorn fans think they got it. You know, the AD thinks they got it, but when you come out and you make decisions like that, it makes me feel like you don't got it. And that's what I don't like to see. As far as the other ones, I love A&M at night. That's where that one needs to stay put. Mm-hmm. I get the heat situation. Maybe I don't, because it's not, I mean, don't get that hot up here. But I do like the night games, and I would love to see Texas with a few more of them this season.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, how about the Aggies, Shane? Speaking of night games, they got them here. 6 Central, 7 Eastern, UTSA in the opener. Utah State, we'll get that one out of the way quickly, 11:45 on the SEC Network. And then they talked about this already, but if you missed it, Notre Dame on NBC, Shane, 6:30 Central Time, 7:30 Eastern Time. I like the night game. I don't like going to the Notre Dame at night, but we know SEC, when you go to Notre Dame, your marquee event, they rarely get such quality opponents. So they're gonna put you on NBC at nighttime. I like the schedule for the Aggies.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are gonna be watching that Notre Dame game. Hell, we've not done well with Notre Dame here lately. You know what I'm saying? Notre Dame's kind of got our number, and I would love to see that tide turn, you know? So yeah, this one's going to be a big one. It'd be a big one for A&M fans and recruiting, you know, cause Elko's building something down there. Takes a little time, but there's going to probably be a lot of kids in the, you know, on the sideline watching this football game.
Mm-hmm. And then last, Shane, but certainly not least, Vanderbilt, Shane, Charleston Southern night game. Got like that. Ooh. 6 p.m. Central. Vanderbilt's marquee now with Diego Pavia, brother. I hope you realize that. 7 o'clock Eastern. Virginia Tech at Virginia Tech, 6:30 p.m. Central time, 7:30 Eastern time. And they do it so tiny, I can't even read what channel these damn games are on. And then at South Carolina, we talked about it's going to be a night game for Vanderbilt. So that first game is SEC Network, yeah. ESPN Plus. The Virginia Tech is ACC Network. Maybe that's why they don't want that, because I don't even know if I got that channel,
you'll
Shane.
Have to pay for that.
And then the South Carolina will be ESPN or SEC Network. That is yet to be determined. So there you go for Vanderbilt.
Hey, you know, they were the spoiler last year, and they could do it again this year. And I love the night games. I hate it for Vanderbilt that it's, you know, two of them are on the road. But, you know, if they could continue that trend when we flip-flop it and they start having some home games, I think that would be awesome as well. So, you know what else is awesome, Mike? Horton hears you.
Yeah, Horton hears you. He just gifted a membership. Let's see. We got a little Horton. Da, da, da,
da. Apparently, Horton couldn't hear you, so he's gifting you a membership.
Shout out Silver Spur Sicko.
Welcome to the family.
Courtesy of Horton Hears You. He is one fine Longhorn. You know what?
Yeah, look, they don't have night games, but he's late to the show as usual. You know, he's entitled to Texas and Georgia fans.
Hey, so here we got, I got the week one.
Yeah.
So this is all just the conference week one. Now we got the kickoffs. We got the broadcast information. Buddy, let's go. What is one or two? I mean, there's literally no wrong answer here, but where's the one or two that you're like, damn, I've got to watch this game?
So this entire sheet, is that, yes, what you're saying?
Week one. This is week one.
Well, I mean, Texas, Ohio State, that's obvious, right?
Not to all. Some people can't stand Ohio State.
Oh, well, I mean, they're still going to watch it. People are saying they don't want to watch it. I think
Shane, it's LSU Clemson. Night game, ABC. I think again, I will watch all these damn games. Don't kid yourself. Yeah. But I think that is the one, because whatever happens, I mean, Ohio State, let's say they get their ass stomped like they probably will, they'll just rebound that weak-ass league they play in and you know, get to the playoff. Same thing, Texas. If somehow, Shane, the luck guys squeak one out, do some shenanigans and cheat like they usually do, and Texas loses by a field goal or something, I think Texas will rebound. But you tell me LSU loses, buddy. Oh, buddy. Again, you can rebound, but I don't know.
I think there's tiers, man. And I got Texas, Ohio State in a tier one. I got Bama, Florida State in a tier one, and LSU, Clemson, tier one. Now, my tier two, I've got Tennessee and Syracuse, and I've got Virginia Tech and South Carolina kind of in that tier two. So if I'm kind of like power ranking the games, I cannot wait to see. But tier three, and I'm going to throw this out there, Toledo, Kentucky, I think because it could be a really good game. Mm-hmm. Auburn, Baylor. I'm not going to count that one because that's a Friday game. And then there's one more on here. Could be a good game that we're not talking about. Or maybe it's just Toledo. Yeah. Maybe Mississippi and Southern Miss, you know, Mississippi State. That may be a tier on itself, but that's kind of how I've got week one broke down there in as far as viewership.
Yeah. When you do those tiers, you're just cheating so you can pick all the damn games. That's all right. How about week two? Same question. Is there one? Let's not do tiers. Let's not do all the great games. Let's say there, you know, if you could only, I know this would never happen, but if they're like, you could only watch one game, Shane.
Yeah.
What's it going to be week two of the SEC schedule?
Oh, man. See, it's tough because I want to see that Kansas-Mizzou game, but I got to go Michigan-Oklahoma. I think that's going to be the ball game right there. Just because it is at night, you know, is John Mateer legit or not? I feel like this is an opportunity for him to prove it. It's also an opportunity for Oklahoma to prove that they are back, and Michigan, it's just always nice watching them lose. So that's the one I'm going to go with right there, 7:30 game.
Okay, since you hate Mizzou, I'll go Kansas Mizzou. Come on, that was a layup there, Shade. I'm kidding.
Well, but no. It's on ESPN3. Ocho Cinco. You know, got to put a promo code in.
Yep. Just
can't watch the damn thing. I might as well watch the Michigan game.
And then week three, same question. We got a little bit easier here because there's not as many games, but there's a couple standouts here, including some conference action. If you could only watch one, where are you going week three of the SEC schedule?
I think this one's a pretty easy one here, and that's the 7:30 Florida at LSU game. That one I feel like has a lot on it. Don't get me wrong, like some of these other ones, love some of these other ones, but there's so much riding on that football game. Give me Gators and Tigers.
Yeah, I think I would lean there as well, but I would say I'd be happy, Shane, if you gave me A&M Notre Dame. I mean, I don't give two shits about Notre Dame, but again, I mean, we do this every damn year, right? We talk up A&M, is this a year, yada, yada, yada. And again, you beat Notre Dame, it's not like I'm crowning your ass, but if you do, I think we're starting to look at A&M as maybe they're legitimate. Maybe they got something cooking with Mike Elko. If they lose it, they're probably going 8-4 again. You know what I mean?
Well, and two, it's tough because I love conference games. You know, the Arkansas Ole Miss, the South Carolina Vandy, that those could be really good football games as well later in the day. But I'm with you. You know, this is a prove it year for Elko. And, you know, not that he's not like his job's on the line or anything like that. But if you get smoked by Notre Dame, then all of a sudden the questions start coming. The doubt starts creeping back in. Did we get the wrong guy? So, I'm right there with you. I feel like that Florida LSU game, whoever loses that damn thing, brother, we're going to have about 15 clips the next day telling you about it.
Yep, no doubt. All right, buddy. Anything else before we hop off the line?
No, Mike, it is so good to have you back. So I didn't have to do anything. In fact, this show, the clips, I sent that over to Mike, and I was like, I'm going to get on there, and I buffaloed it. Mike ended up doing it for me. I tell you, I got it made around here. But I appreciate all the cousins that hung out with us this week, hanging out with us in the off season. It's the, you know, we're getting closer. We're starting to get times. We're starting to get everything lined up. Everything's starting to get exciting again. Right around the corner will be media days. And then next thing you know, these kids are showing up and we got camps and it's time to rock and roll, brother. But looks like we got a little donation on our way out.
Yeah. How about this, Shane? Shout out cousin Gregory Grogan. He says Nebraska backing out of the Tennessee game says a lot about the Big Ten. Yep. If a SEC has a Big Ten problem, Mizzou owns me down.
Thank you, cuz. I appreciate it. Yeah, to hell with Nebraska. I can't stand that whole program, you know. So yes, the like button helps us out. Have those notifications on. We got some interviews coming up. Mike was on the Paul Feinbaum show. Must have been really good because I got a lot of tags on it, or it's really bad one. I don't know. I'll discover it here in a second. But be sure to check that out. And again, as always, cousins, I appreciate you and I appreciate everybody.
Yeah, and again, I'm about to publish the Feinbaum interview. So when this is over, go check that out on the channel. We've also got, I mentioned the George Stoya interview coming up, Sooner Scoop. It was outstanding, and he's such a trooper, Shane. It was, damn, a downpour thundering on us, and I said, we got to cut this. He said, nope, let's keep going with the interview. So he's a true pro, and then one of the best in studio that we've done in a while, Shane, was old Bobby Burton, covers Texas. Yeah. Got him down there at the spring meetings as well. So little Texas, little Oklahoma. It's basically the Texas-Oklahoma show now these days. You know what? So we got both of our great new members of the conference here. We got interviews coming up. So, yeah, the channel's going to be loaded this weekend. Stay locked in. Subscribe. Notifications. Please share the show. We don't ask for much. Shane, we don't ask for much. We don't ask for a dollar. Just watch the show, share it, all that. We really appreciate each and every one of you. You know what?
Absolutely, cuz.
Without the fans, there is no show.
Just two SEC homers talking back and forth, drinking cold beer.
Yeah, and if you go out there and you share enough and we get a large enough audience, I could take Shane to spring meetings next year. How about that?
I quit a real tan. You know?
All right, that's going to do it. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right, see you guys. Go Balls. Somebody drug test that girl.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.